Welcome to the Way of the Cross with the Biblical Stations podcast, the Good Friday evening service. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent Jesus on our behalf, he who glorified you through his death on the cross, who died to save all from the slavery of sin and death. On this night and always, help us to remember that your Son took all sins upon himself, becoming sin, taking on the derision that was reserved for us, and bestowing instead upon us the grace and mercy that he earned through this sacrifice. Restore us to life and salvation through your Son, and ever bring more to know you and trust in you through Jesus Christ, giving them faith by your Holy Spirit, and bringing us to live with you in eternity. Amen.
Christ, the life of all the living, Christ, the death of death, our foe, who thyself for me once giving to the darkest depths of woe, through thy sufferings, death, and merit, I eternal life inherit. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee. Thou hast taken on thee bonds and stripes, a cruel rod. Pain and scorn were heaped upon thee, O thou sinless Son of God. Thus didst thou my soul deliver from the bonds of sin forever. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee. Thou hast borne the smiting only, that my wounds might all be whole. Thou hast suffered sad and lonely, rest to give my weary soul. Yea, the curse of God enduring, blessing unto me securing. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee. Heartless scoffers did surround thee, treating thee with shameful scorn, and with piercing thorns they crown thee. All disgrace thou, Lord, hast borne, that as thine thou mightest own me, and with heavenly glory crown me. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee. Thou hast suffered men to bruise thee, that from pain I might be free. Falsely did thy foes accuse thee, hence I gained security. Comfortless thy soul did languish, me to comfort in my anguish. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee. Thou hast suffered great affliction, and hast borne it patiently. Even death by crucifixion, fully to atone for me. Thou didst choose to be tormented, that my doom should be prevented. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee.
Then for all that wrought my pardon, for thy sorrows deep and sore, for thine anguish in the garden, I will thank thee evermore.
Thank thee for thy groaning, sighing, for thy bleeding and thy dying, for that last triumphant cry, and shall praise thee, Lord, on high.
The first station, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Lord God, we worship and bless you in devotion, for you have redeemed the world by your holy cross. From Matthew chapter 26. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here, while I go over there and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again for the second time he went and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words again. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Sleep and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you knew true sorrow. When we struggle with the cares of this life and the heaviness of temptation, we pray that you would console us and strengthen us in our time of need. For you drank the cup we could not and fulfilled all things. Amen.
Jesus, grant that balm and healing in your holy wounds I find. Every hour that I am feeling pains of body and of mind, should some evil thought within tempt my treacherous heart to sin, show the peril and from sinning keep me from its first beginning. Should some lust or sharp temptation fascinate my sinful mind, draw me to your cross and passion, and new courage I shall find. Or should Satan press me hard, let me then be on my guard, saying Christ for me was wounded, that the tempter flee confounded.
The second station, Jesus betrayed by Judas is arrested. Lord God, we worship and bless you in devotion, for you have redeemed the world by your holy cross. From Luke chapter 22. While he was still speaking, there came a crowd, and the man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He drew near to Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" And when those who were around him saw what would follow, they said, "Lord, "Shall we strike with the sword?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and officers of the temple and elders who had come out against him, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness." Lord Jesus Christ, your betrayer was tempted and deceived by worldly gain. In times of temptation, give us the strength to put aside ambition and recognize that you are Lord of all and you provide for all our needs. Let us always have faith and trust in you in all things. Amen.
When lures of easy gain with promise brightly shine, Lord, help us seek your kingdom first, our wills with yours align. O Christ, you walked the road our wandering feet must go. Stay with us through temptations, our to fight our ancient foe.
The third station, Jesus is denied by Peter. Lord God, we worship and bless you in devotion, for you have redeemed the world by your holy cross. From Luke chapter 22. Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house, and Peter was following at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light and looking closely at him, said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." And a little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." And after an interval of about an hour, still another insisted, saying, "Certainly this man also is with him, for he too is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. Heavenly Father, your Son knew the pain of being denied. When friends or family deny us in our time of need, be with us and console us, O Lord. Give us aid and help us to forgive others their trespasses, even as you have forgiven us when we strayed from you and your will for us. Be near us always, Lord. Amen.
Follow to the judgment hall. View the Lord of life arraigned. Oh, the wormwood and the gall. Oh, the pains his soul sustained. Shun not suffering, shame, or loss. Learn from him to bear the cross.
The fourth station. Jesus is condemned by the Sanhedrin. Lord God, we worship and bless you in devotion, for you have redeemed the world by your holy cross. From Luke chapter 22. When day came, the assembly of the elders of the people gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away to their council. And they said, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God." So they all said, "Are you the Son of God, then?" And he said to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, What further testimony do we need? We've heard it ourselves from his own lips. Lord Jesus Christ, in your innocence you went to the cross, taking our sins upon yourself, laying down your life for us. No greater love can a person have. Should we be falsely accused, deliver us, O Lord, and let your Holy Spirit give us the words to speak. Guide us and defend us, Lord. Help us to endure whatever may befall us. Bring us at last to you, granting us a blessed end. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thus might I hide my blushing face while his dear cross appease. Dissolve my heart in thankfulness and melt mine eyes to tears. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do.
The fifth station. Jesus is condemned by Pilate. Lord God, we worship and bless you in devotion, for you have redeemed the world by your holy cross. From Luke chapter 23. Then the whole company of them arose and brought him before Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man misleading our nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king." And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no guilt in this man." But they were urgent, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee even to this place." When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him over to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at the time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had long desired to see him because he had heard about him, and he was hoping to see some sign done by him. So he questioned him at some length, but he made no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. And Herod with his soldiers treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then arraying him in splendid clothing, he sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before this they had been at enmity with each other. Pilate then called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, and he said to them, "You brought me this man as one who is misleading the people. And after examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore punish and release him." But they all cried out together, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas." A man who had been thrown into prison for an insurrection started in the city, and for murder. Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus, but they kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" A third time he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish and release him." But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man, who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked, but he delivered Jesus over to their will. Lord Jesus, there is not always justice in earthly terms. You faced a false justice, and you were sentenced to condemnation in our place for our sins. When we do not receive what is good and right, help us to remember the reward we have with you on account of your great love and mercy. For on the appointed day, you will judge all. You who live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen.
Oh, dearest Jesus, what law hast thou broken that such sharp sentence should on thee be spoken? Of what great crime hast thou to make confession? What dark transgression?
The sixth station. Jesus is scourged and crowned with thorns. Lord God, we worship and bless you in devotion, for you have redeemed the world by your holy cross. From Mark chapter 15. Having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they were striking his head with a reed and spitting on him, and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. And they led him out to crucify him. Lord Jesus Christ, you knew what it was like to be humiliated and understood the weakness of our humanity. Your clothes and possessions were taken from you. You were mocked, whipped, and spat upon. You knew rejection, but you are our true King, our Savior, invested in you, our all power and glory forever and ever. Help this world's people to recognize you as their King and Savior, to repent, to turn from sin, and be forgiven, that they might have life in you. Amen.
They crown thy head with thorns, they smite, they scourge thee with cruel mockings. To the cross they urge thee, they give thee gall to drink, they still decry.
The seventh station. Jesus is made to carry his cross. Lord God, we worship and bless you in devotion, for you have redeemed the world by your holy cross. From John chapter 19. So they took Jesus, and he went out bearing his own cross to the place called the place of a skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. Lord God, Heavenly Father, it seems that the burdens of this life are heavy, yet your Son carried the burdens of our sins and the heavy cross upon himself. When we arrive at our last days, carry us over to a holy place with you. We ask this praying to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are without beginning and without end, forever and ever. Amen.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride.
The eighth station. Jesus is helped to carry the cross by Simon of Cyrene. Lord God, We worship and bless you in devotion, for you have redeemed the world by your holy cross. From Luke chapter 23. And as they led him away, they seized one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, you promised us a helper in this life, your Holy Spirit, to teach us to incline our ears to you and to give us faith. Strengthen our resolve to face the challenges and struggles of life. Bring us relief from temptation, from sin, from the burdens of our days, till we come to you. Amen.
Come to Calvary's holy mountain, sinners ruined by the fall. Here a pure and healing fountain flows for you, for me, for all. In a full perpetual tide, opened when our Savior died.
The ninth station, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. Lord God, we worship and bless you in devotion, for you have redeemed the world by your holy cross. From Luke chapter 23. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we know that there are times when we cannot always be with our families, whether we are away, unable, or when you bring us to yourself, care for them according to their needs. Be with your whole family of the church on earth and help us to have hearts fixed on you in repentance. We fall short of your glory and pray that you would have mercy on us in our failings. Restore us, Lord Jesus. Amen.
When here our pathways part, we suffer bitter pain. Yet one in Christ and one in heart, we hope to meet again. From sorrow, toil, and pain, and sin, we shall be free, and perfect love and friendship reign through all eternity.
The tenth station, Jesus is crucified. Lord God, we worship and bless you in devotion, for you have redeemed the world by your holy cross. From the 23rd chapter of St. Luke, two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." Lord Heavenly Father, they cast lots for your son's clothing. We know that our place here is not a permanent one, and there will come a time when we will be helpless to care for ourselves, and when the things of our lives are passed to others. Help us to look to the treasure that we have in you, for that which you prepare to give us will not rust nor be destroyed. Amen.
Lamb of God, pure and holy, who on the cross did suffer, ever patient and lowly, thyself to scorn didst offer. All sins thou borest for us, else had despair reigned o'er us. Have mercy on us, O Jesus, O Jesus.
The 11th station. Jesus promises his kingdom to the repentant thief. Lord God, we worship and bless you in devotion, for you have redeemed the world by your holy cross. From Luke, the 23rd chapter. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Lord Jesus, you once promised paradise to the repentant sinner on the cross who believed in you. By your Holy Spirit, give us faith to trust that when we feel sorrow and repent over our sins, that you have fully released us from them. Bring us at last to paradise with you when our time on this earth is complete. Amen.
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
The 12th station. Jesus on the cross, his mother, and the disciple. Lord God, we worship and bless you in devotion, for you have redeemed the world by your holy cross. From John chapter 19. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. Lord Jesus, you commended your disciple to care for your mother like a son. We pray for those who are orphans and grieve the lack of a mother's help and care. We pray for the widow and widower who is without children to console them. To all who cry out to you, Lord, be with them in their struggles and their suffering, and help them to know that you are ever with them, our rock and our Savior. Amen.
O sacred head, now wounded with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thine only crown. O sacred head, what glory, what bliss till now was thine. Yet though despised and gory, I joy to call. language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend, for this thy dying sorrow? Thy pity wilt thou tend, O make me thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never outlive my love for thee. My Savior, be thou near me when death is at my door, then let thy presence cheer me, forsake me nevermore. When soul and body languish, oh, leave me not alone, but take away my anguish by virtue of thine own.
The 13th station, Jesus dies. Lord God, we worship and bless you in devotion, for you have redeemed the world by your holy cross. From Luke, the 23rd chapter. It was now about the 6th hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the 9th hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. Now, when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, Certainly this man was innocent. And all the crowds that had assembled for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned home beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance watching these things.
Upon the cross extended, see world your Lord suspended. Your Savior yields his breath, the Prince of Life from heaven. Himself as freely given to shine and blows and bitter death.
The 14th station. Jesus is laid in a newly hewn tomb. Lord God, we worship and bless you in devotion, for you have redeemed the world by your holy cross. From the 23rd chapter of St. Luke. Now there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He was a member of the council, a good and righteous man, who had not consented to their decision and action, and he was looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down and wrapped it in a linen shroud and laid him in a tomb cut in stone where no one had ever yet been laid. It was the day of preparation and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath day, they rested according to the commandment. Lord Jesus, they once placed you in a tomb, and the stone was closed to the entrance. You were in the earth, and on the third day rose again. When darkness is all around us, when we are afraid, help us to remember that darkness is as light to you. On the third day, the rock was rolled away, and you walked forth into light. Lord Jesus, be our light forever and ever. Guard us from evil and strengthen our hearts to faith in you. Amen.
Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb?
Lord Jesus, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.